It's the latest move to provide another review of the 2020 election. Senate Republicans would take the private data and have a vendor look for inconsistencies in the voter rolls. Taxpayer money is set to fund the project, but GOP leaders haven't said who they would trust with the personal information of Pennsylvania's 8.7 million registered voters. Alex Halderman, a University of Michigan professor who studies security and privacy in election systems, says that could be a recipe for disaster.
Anytime that you're compiling databases of personally identifiable information, especially things like social security numbers, identity theft is a really pervasive concern.
There's been no credible evidence of fraud in the 2020 election. Democrats plan to file a lawsuit to block the release of the information, arguing the subpoenas violate federal law.